Ryan Noonan in for Ro Khanna and Anna DeVellantes this week on 720 WGN. A lot to get to. Shopping expert Brian Hoyt from Retail Me Not will tell you how to save some money in this post-holiday shopping craziness that is this week. We'll talk to him after the news. But right now, if you are out of money because you spent everything on Christmas, if you spent everything on the 8 nights of Hanukkah, and you have no money left to celebrate New Year's Eve, you may be thinking, well, that's it. I'm just sitting at home watching TV, which is a fine option, but you may want to get out. Kelly Bauer writes for DNA Info Chicago. She covers crime. She covers all kinds of things, and she also can help us figure out what we can do for free on New Year's Eve. Kelly, thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, so there are, because people think, well, we're in this major city. Everything's going to cost a lot of money. There can't possibly be anything we can do for free on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I actually was able to find quite a few pretty cool things that you can do on New Year's Eve if you have a tight budget.
All right, what about, let's start early, because some people like to do stuff with their kids and they try to get, you know, they try to get it in the afternoon or early evening. What are a couple things that we could do with the family?
Yeah, the thing that would probably be perfect for families would be a visit to Zoo Lights. It's free. It opens up at 4:30 p.m. And on New Year's Eve, you'll be able to get free hats, horns, and party favors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're having a special event, but I think it's one of those deals where supplies are limited, so you'll want to bring your kids early.
Well, get there at 4:30 since it's dark by then anyway. And that's at Lincoln Park Zoo, and that's how late will that go on?
That will be open until 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's pretty good. You get the kids, get the kids out, get them worn out at the zoo, and then take them home. They'll go to sleep, and then you can do something else. What else can we look for if we've got the little ones in tow?
Yeah, so if you want to go catch some fireworks, which was something that was always big with my family, you can head to Navy Pier or Buckingham Fountain to catch some free shows there.
Oh, they're going to bring the fireworks back for New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I believe so. There's a 7 p.m. and midnight show at Navy Pier, and then at Buckingham Fountain there's a midnight show, but you should get there by 10 p.m. to beat the crowd.
That sounds like fun. We'll have to check with Tom, see what the weather's going to be on New Year's Eve. But I like fireworks. I'm always good for that. Now, we haven't had the weather that seems conducive to this kind of activity, but it's getting cold now. What about, are the ice rinks open in Millennium Park? What if I want to go skating? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, if you want to head downtown a little earlier in the day, you can head to Millennium Park's ice rink, and you can skate for free, although skate rentals do cost $12. Or you can go on the Maggie Daly Ice Ribbon, where it's also free with rentals for $12.
That's not bad. I haven't been on the. Have you? Do you ice skate, Kelly?
Yeah, actually, everyone in my family is either a figure skater or a hockey player.
Is that right? So have you been to the ribbon?
I wish. It looks really cool.
Yeah, I don't ice skate. I got very weak ankles. For such a big man, my ankles surprisingly narrow. It's like I have avian bird syndrome. They just snap when I try to get on a blade. But listen, we don't need to worry about that for New Year's Eve. Nobody cares about my ankles when they want to socialize. All right, let's say, Kelly, that I've left the kids with a sitter, or I've just, left them at the house. I want to go out with my lady for a nice romantic evening, but my budget is tight because I just paid for the aforementioned babysitter. Is there anything I can do romantically at New Year's Eve for free?
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little chilly now, but you can actually go and walk around Millennium Park. The Lurie Garden, which is lovely any time of year, I think, will be open until 11 p.m., so you can get something there, and then maybe you can check out one of the free fireworks shows after 11.
That doesn't sound bad at all. Again, weather permitting, but still, if your budget is tight, sometimes you're willing to put on the heavier coat and forget all about it. You had another that I found interesting, and we used to do this earlier in the holiday season, but I think it's a great thing for New Year's Eve, too, and that's wander along State Street.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts of the holiday season, and I'm a big holiday person, is going to check out the window displays, but I know I haven't had a chance to do it yet. So I think that New Year's Eve would actually be a great time to grab your kids or your friends and go check out all the window displays.
That's always nice. Now, you said you had found a bunch more. Give us a few more things that we can do for free or relatively cheap on New Year's Eve if we're tight on the budget.
Well, it turns out that all those big parties and concerts and even events like Chicago Rising can kind of cost a pretty penny.
Yeah.
So So I think that it'll be one of those holidays where if you're tight on a budget, then you should do something at home where you can check out your local parks and all of that kind of stuff. I think that'll be the best way to celebrate for New Year's Eve if you're looking for free things.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about this Chi-Town Rising, and I know you wrote about that when they started announcing the headliners and stuff. For those of us who've only heard it, but we don't really know what it is, what is this Chi-Town Rising?
Yeah, so it's this really big event with several concerts. It's pretty much like a New Year's Eve party, but on a much grander scale. There's going to be multiple concerts, multiple viewing parties, and then at the stroke of midnight, a giant Chicago star is going to drop.
And where is this happening?
That is in the Loop. I'm not sure of the exact location, but I think it spans some areas along the Riverwalk.
Oh, it's happening right here along the... Oh, I'm being told that it's happening right here along the river. That's how little I know. I hear big crowds and a lot of music, and I get a little skittish.
Yeah, I think that it'll have some big crowds, but it's the first year for it, so I'm kind of willing to give it the benefit of the doubt and see how it goes.
It sounds like it'd be fun, though. So who is it? Do you know who's headlining this?
I believe that the band Chicago is one of the main headliners this year, actually.
Is that right? Well,
I thought that was a nice little twist.
Yeah, they'd definitely be worth seeing. Well, Kelly, I appreciate the time and all the tips. So for five, those were at least five good free things that you could do. Go to Zoo Lights, go look at the, go ice skating, see the fireworks, go look at the windows on State Street. All good tips. And what's the big crime story that you're covering for DNA Info Chicago now?
Oh, the big crime thing that I've been working on the last couple of days would probably be the police-involved shooting deaths of Quintonio LeGrier and Betty Jones.
Yeah, and that's a story that is going to keep unfolding throughout, unfortunately, the next few weeks. Kelly, always a pleasure talking to you. We'll do it again. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That's Kelly Bauer from DNA Info Chicago. You can read all her work. She covers everything, as I said, from... from crime to New Year's Eve. I am not a big New Year's Eve party person. I used to, in my former life, I was always working on New Year's Eve. I was what people came to do on New Year's Eve. So now, being that I guess we're boring, my wife and I. It's like, well, let's just bring something in. And then my daughter usually has her friends over, which is nice because we can keep an eye on them. They're down in the basement doing whatever it is they do. And we don't have to worry that they're out running the streets like maniacs, like I used to do when I was young. Kim, do you go out? Do you and your husband do a big New Year's Eve thing, or do you stay home?
We actually go to some friend's house, but it's very low key.
See, that's not. I like that. That kind of. I don't need the big ballrooms. I don't need to pay thousands of dollars and cover. I don't need.
Don't
to
you think
out.
Once you're over 25, that's it?
I think so, because really, you've done it. We've all gone out to the craziness for New Year's Eve, and then you get to a point in your life you're just like, all right, I get it. I'll have a glass of champagne. We'll have something fun, maybe a couple, like you said, a couple people over or go to somebody's house for very small. But I'll watch the big Channel 7 show, the New Year's Eve, and I see all these ballrooms packed with people who are forcing themselves to have a good time, even though they're jammed into a hot, sweaty ballroom and they're paying tons of money for watered down drinks and bad paper hats. And I'm like, yeah, all right, enjoy yourself. Oh, we're really having fun. Are you? Really? All right, we'll see.